A reading from Jeremiah. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and they shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, Arise, and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Reading of the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on the cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. Don't be afraid, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead to you, to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you. The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. And they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I wish you all a happy Easter. May the dear Lord bless us abundantly and help us so that we live a Christ-centered life. All gospel writers describe about what happened on Easter morning. They gave details of what happened in the last 3 days. Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday. They double-checked. A soldier pierced Jesus' side with a spear. Water and blood came. It's a sign that he died. Joseph and Nicodemus gave Jesus a royal burial. The burial was hurriedly done because the Sabbath was fast approaching. Jewish Sabbath starts on Friday in the evening at 6 o'clock. So the Sabbath was fast approaching. Before that, they had to go home. They hurriedly buried Jesus. On the third day, the first day of the week, the Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. All gospel writers record this, that the cross was empty, the tomb was empty, and they also recorded empty burial. What do we mean by empty burial? The body was not there, but the grave clothes were lying there. Yes, Jesus is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah. Once a father took his son to a graveyard to show him the graves. As they were walking, the son saw an open grave. The grave was dug and prepared for new burial. The boy shook his father's hand and said, "Dad, one got out. Dad, one got out." Yes, one got out. Our Lord Jesus got out. Since he got out, we will all get out. He came out of the dead. He came risen among the dead. Since he rose from the dead, we will also rise from the dead. So he is called the firstborn of the dead. Yes, from the dead he came first. And he is also called the first fruit of the resurrection. In the resurrection, he is the first fruit. So the topic that we have this morning is, fear not, Jesus is risen. Fear not, for Jesus is risen. Two statements. Fear not, Jesus is risen. How these two can be connected? This is cause and effect. The cause is Jesus is risen. The effect is don't be afraid. Do they match? Do they match? That's our discussion this morning. Very quickly, we will look into this. There are many fears that are listed. Hundreds of fears. If you look at the internet, you would notice that phobias are countless. But I thought I would put 4 categories for our discussion this morning. Fear of loneliness, fear of guilt and failure, fear of the future, and fear of death. I think these 4 categories, the 4 lists, will bring all the fears that we have in this world. Now, fear of loneliness. Loneliness says, "I am by myself." Risen Lord says, "I am with you always till the end of age, end of the world." The disciples were hiding themselves in a locked room. They had many fears in them. The fear of Roman authorities. Roman authorities put Jesus on the cross, and they are very powerful. We never thought that Jesus would be treated like this. Now, they had seen how Jesus was crucified. This morning, they came to know that Jesus is not there in the tomb. If Roman authorities coming and asking, searching for Jesus, what would we say? Fear of Roman authorities. Fear of Jewish leaders, because they are very difficult people. They were always opposing Jesus' ministry. Jewish leaders are very difficult to handle. Fear of their own future. Now we have been with Jesus for 3.5 years. All of a sudden, he is gone. What would happen to our future? With many fears, they simply locked the door and they sat inside. Jesus did not knock at the door. If Jesus had knocked the door, they would have not opened. So Jesus simply walked in and he said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." The risen Lord is present with us. We are not able to see him through our naked eyes, but he is with us. And he says unto us, "Peace be with you. All your fears he will handle." And therefore he says, "Peace be with you." When two or three gathered in his name, he is with us. He is with us. In your family, do you come together, sit together, pray together? May I encourage you to do that? Because he is with you. Let us bring the habit of family prayer if you do not have one. Do you remember this caption? Some of our houses have got this plaque. Jesus is the head of our house, the unseen guest in every meal, the silent listener to every conversation. When I was studying in Chennai, we were living with four, I was living with three other friends, so we were living in a room together as four friends. But one of my friends, a Christian friend, Jones, was all by himself living in a garage. So one day I asked him, "Jones, are you living all by yourself? Are you living alone?" He said, "No, Harrison. Jesus and I live in that garage." How true it is. Jesus is with us. Jesus has created this community. You belong to this family. Resurrection gives you new relationship. Because of this community, this family, we are not feeling alone. Now, after Jesus' resurrection, he talks about a new relationship. Of course, while Jesus was still on this earth, he said, "I'm not calling you as my servants, but I call you my friend." But when resurrection took place, when Jesus met with these ladies, these women, he said, "Go and tell my brothers and sisters that I'm going to go to Galilee. You will see me there." Jesus changes a new relationship. "You are my brothers and sisters." A new relationship, a new family. A new family has come. See, this is a new community that God has given us. Enjoy this community, enjoy this fellowship, enjoy this family. This is not a social club. This is a new community created by God. What is special about this community? The special about this community is Jesus is our head. And we gathered here not because of anyone else. We gathered here because of our risen Lord Jesus. We are not alone. Jesus is with us. We are not alone. We are part of a new community that God created. So may I encourage you to come and enjoy this fellowship once in a week at least. We meet every Sunday at 10:30. And this is the place we not only enjoy God's presence, but we enjoy our fellow Christians. fear of guilt and failure. We often carry guilt over past sin, past sins, shame over things we regret. Now, this is there in our lives. We regret. We mourn over our failures. But listen, what has happened on the cross? Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, there is no judgment. There is no condemnation. Your sins are forgiven. He dealt everything on the cross. I could not deal with it. But he dealt it on the cross. Forgiveness is given to me, given to us. He paid it all. See, our God is a wonderful God. He says, as soon as we ask forgiveness, he says forgiveness is offered and the memory of the sin is taken away out of his memory. The remembrance is not there. I said he's a wonderful God because I want to bring two things here. One is he removes our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions. What does that mean? Is there can we measure the east and the west? We cannot measure beyond our understanding. He removed our transgressions. He doesn't have the memory of the sins that we have committed. He forgives. But another interesting thing about our God is, whatever little that you have done for others, I will remember it. Even if you have given a glass of water to the little ones, I remember it. So the little things that we do, the little things that we do for others, he remembers it. But when I ask forgiveness, when he forgives me, that forgiveness, that guilt, that sin is removed eternally. Nobody can dig and find out. What a great God. Your failure is not final. Disciples failed. They left him when Jesus was caught on Thursday night. Peter denied Jesus. The disciples ran away. And hardly anyone was there when he was suffering on the cross. Now, these disciples are given opportunity again. When he met with them, he did not remember all that to them. On that day, you left me. I told you many things, but you have not listened to me. You have not taken note of all that I taught you. No, Jesus simply gave them the second chance. Or Jesus continually giving them chances. Their failure is not anymore counted, but new opportunities are given. Because Jesus is risen, your sins are forgiven. Because Jesus is risen, your failure is not final. Fear of future. We live in an unpredictable time. There is uncertainty. There is fear of sickness and loss. We think about what lies ahead of our family, career, and life. But Jesus says, because I live, you also will live. We are not a cross-denying community. We are cross-embracing community. Cross means suffering and death. That is part and parcel of our life on this earth. We cannot deny the suffering. We cannot deny death. These are all part and parcel of our life. But what Jesus is saying is that I am with you. I am with you. We cannot simply say that I will run around my suffering. I will run around the cross. We cannot say that. But Jesus is saying, when you go through the time of difficulty, I am with you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. That's the experience. So, future, I don't know what it holds. I don't know what kind of a life I'm going to have or what kind of an opportunities I'm going to have. But I know for sure that this risen Lord is with me and he will help me in all the struggles that I face in my life because he suffered, because he went through a difficult period. I will also pass through that difficult moment with his help. Finally, fear of death. People fear death because it is unknown. None of us tasted death yet. If we tasted death, we would not be here. That's the fear, isn't it? It's a loss of control. We think that death is final. But death is defeated by our Lord Jesus. That's the reason Paul very beautifully says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where is, O death, your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? What is that sting? Suppose, let's imagine a deadly snake whose venom has been completely removed. It may still look frightening, but it can no longer harm you. That's what Paul means here. Where, O death, your sting? The sting is removed. Death is there, but it cannot harm us because death is defeated. We have to remember that resurrection is not just survival of death. No, it is not a survival of death. It is victory. You entered to a new life, eternal life. Death is just a door. Through this door, you are entered into eternal life, everlasting life. So death is not only conquered, a new life is granted to us. Yes, the first Adam died. And therefore, we who belong to first Adam stood behind the line and we were dying. But the second Adam has come. Jesus has come. And he died and rose. Therefore, we are no more standing behind the line of first Adam. We switch lane and we come and stand behind the line of second Adam. He rose, and therefore I will also rose. Fear of loneliness. Jesus' presence is with you. Fear of guilt and failure. Jesus forgives you and gives you new opportunities. Fear of future. He gives you hope. Walk with him. Fear of death, we have entered new life, eternal life. Jesus said, do not fear, don't be afraid. It's a command. The more we come closer to him, the more we experience his presence and the fear goes away. The more we stand away from him, the doubt comes in us. The question is, am I coming closer to the risen Lord? He is available for us. The planet Mercury is hot. Planet Pluto is cold. Why? Because Mercury is closer to the sun. Pluto is far away from the sun. Closer you get, the hotter you become. The closer you come to Jesus, you experience his presence very dearly, lovingly, and that wipes away all fears. Enjoy the presence of the risen King who is with you. And I'm sure you will have a wonderful life, not only today, tomorrow, forever, and you will be enjoying his presence for everlasting. May the dear Lord help us so that we continually trust in him and we follow him sincerely. God bless us all. Amen.